请大家先翻开圣经出埃及记第一章。
Let's all first turn to the Bible, Exodus chapter 1.
第一章十五节。
Exodus chapter 1, verse 15.
那顺便请把圣经的线呢，就放到这里啊。
We can put our bookmarks here.
因为我们要查考整段的圣经啊。
Because we're going to study the whole passage.
出埃及记第一章十五节。
Exodus chapter 1 verse 15.
有希伯来的两个受生婆，一名叫斯弗拉，一名叫普阿。埃及王对他们说，十六节。
16.
你们为希伯来妇人受生，看他们临盆的时候。若是男孩，就他们杀了；若是女孩，就留他存活。十七节。
17.
但是受生婆敬畏神，不照埃及王的吩咐，不照埃及王的吩咐行，竟存留男孩的性命。十八节。
18.
埃及王就召了受生婆来说啊，你们为什么做这事？存留男孩子的性命呢？十九节。
19.
受生婆对法老说啊，因为希伯来妇人与埃及妇人是不同的，希伯来妇人本是健壮的，受生婆还没有到，他们已经生产了。二十节。
20.
那神厚待受生婆，以色列人就多起来，极其强盛。二十一。
21.
受生婆因为敬畏神，神便叫他们成立家室。二十二。
22.
法老吩咐他的众民说：“以色列人所生的男孩，你们都丢在河里；一切的女孩，你们要存留她的性命。”那这是一段两个受生婆的故事。
This is a passage of the story of the two midwives.
那两个受生婆敬畏神。
The two midwives they feared God.
那我们看敬畏神其实他们的祖先也是很敬畏神的。
And they feared God because their ancestors also feared God.
根据创世纪的记载，他们祖先亚伯拉罕敬畏神。
According to the recordings in the book of Genesis, their ancestor Abraham feared God.
所以他献上他的独生子。
He offered his only son.
那以撒亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒也是敬畏神。
And the son of Abraham, Isaac, he also feared God.
因为当时大地产生饥荒。
Because at the time there was a famine.
他们本来是要去埃及搬到埃及地去。
And they were going to Egypt.
那神告诉以撒说，不要搬去埃及叫孩子住在原地。
But then God told Isaac and said, "Do not move to Egypt. Stay where you were."
以撒是敬畏神就留在原地。结果神祝福他。
And because Isaac feared God, and he stayed, and so God blessed him.
那约瑟是敬畏神。
Joseph also feared God.
所以他不敢得罪神去冒犯他主人的妻子。
He did not dare to sin against God to go into his master's wife.
同时他也不用自己的方法去报复他以前哥哥们对他的恶行。
And at the same time, because he feared God, he did not take his revenge upon his brothers.
可以说是以色列人世代祖先都是敬畏神的。
So for the Israelites, their ancestors, generation after generation, they feared God.
这个是不容易他们能够代代相传。
And this was not easy that they were able to pass this down.
所以盼望我们也是能够代代相传，每一代都能够敬畏神。
And so it is my hope that we can also fear God and pass down our faith generation to generation.
那我们看以色列人在埃及地已经聚居了四百年的时间了。
And we see that the Israelites were living in the land of Egypt for 400 years.
那他们搬到埃及地去已经好几代了，也就四百年，一定会经过很多代。
And for a period of 400 years, many generations have passed.
当时他们是在埃及地上做寄居客。
They were sojourners in the land of Egypt.
他们接受这种偶像文化的熏陶。
And they were under the influence of the culture of worshipping idols.
可能对神的概念已经慢慢的淡化。
And perhaps their concept of God had been washed away.
因为创世纪最后一章的最后一节说约瑟死了。
Because the last verse in the book of Genesis said Joseph died.
就是把创世纪这个以色列人祖先做一个暂时做一个结束死了。
And so it was a temporary conclusion for the ancestors of the Israelites. Joseph died.
我们看约瑟以上那个世代的祖先，他们的曾祖父啊，祖父，然后他父亲，然后到他自己，都是敬畏神的。
And we could see, above Joseph, his father, grandfather, great grandfather, they all feared God.
所以有个优良的传统。
There was a beautiful tradition.
可是到了约瑟啊，死了啊，死了就是。结束了。
But when it came to Joseph, he died, and that was an end.
所以就好像这个世代祖先的信仰啊，大概到那个时间啊，就可以结束啊。以后的人啊，就没有记载说他们到底是不是还敬畏神，就不得而知了。
And so it was as if time period for fearing God had made a temporary end. And so after Joseph, whether the people feared God, we did not know.
所以到了出埃及记的第一章这个当中呢，可能经过了将近四百年的时间了。
Until the time of Exodus chapter 1, the period had been 400 years.
所以还能够出现这里有两个女性两个说中婆她们还能够敬畏神。
And then we see that there were two women, two midwives who feared God.
虽然已经经过那么久的时间。
Even though the time had been very long,
还有两个敬畏神的人，所以是不容易的。
There were still two who feared God, and this was not easy.
所以从史书时代到现在到了正月教会出现以前，一定有很多虔诚的人。
And so from the time of the apostolic church until the appearance of the true Jesus church, before the existence of the church, there were many people who feared God.
不是说连一个都没有。
We're not saying that there was not even one.
一定还有很多虔诚人在追求神。
There were a lot of people who feared God and pursued after God.
真的是过一个敬虔的生活。
And they led lives of God-fearing lives.
圣经特别提到这两个说真婆，它有一定特别的意义。
And so, yet the Bible specifically mentioned these two midwives. There were meanings.
第一个就是好像告诉我们有一种花叫莲花哈。莲花是出于污泥而不染。
There is it tells us that there is a type of flower that would
lotus,
the lotus flower that would grow out from the mud, but yet would not be dirty.
它那个水面上是污泥但是它出来的很漂亮，连一沾了一点点泥土都没有。
The lotus flower would grow from the dirty mud, but when it blooms out from the water, it would not be dirty.
所以在这个乱世当中，他们两个人还能够保持敬畏神。
And so these two people during this chaotic time were able to fear God. This was not easy.
所以很多人都说啊，我们现在的信仰啊，慢慢退步啊。
A lot of the people would say that our faith has declined.
以前啊，大家信仰很热心。
That the people before us were very fervent.
灵会一个月。
That they would have the spiritual convocation for 1 month.
很多人住在教会。
And a lot of people would live at church.
那早期在台湾。真道刚传到台湾的时候，大家都很简陋，房子、教会都非常的简陋。
And in the beginning, when the gospel first preached to Taiwan, everyone lived in very simple houses.
但是我们看那个古老的照片。
The chapel was also simple, but if we look at the old picture,
非常很简陋只是几只那个电风扇，根本就没有冷气。
The chapel was very simple. They did not have any air conditioning, just fans.
但是呢。人挤人，那个会堂里头挤的都是人呐、
啊。But then the people were filled. They filled the chapel.
我看那个照片因为他们的椅子不是像这边还有一个挡住那个椅子是 open 的所以很多人的就坐一半而已啦，因为挤不进去的。
And I saw the old picture that their chairs were not like the pews today. It was open, and so a lot of people could only sit halfway on the chair because there were too many of them.
很多人是背着婴儿参加聚会。
And then a lot of the people they would carry their infants and attend service.
可以说是座无虚席，没有空位座无虚席这。
And there was not one empty seat because it was filled with people.
那是古老以前的。
And it was in the olden days, their state of faith.
现在大家都说，现在文化不一样的。
And so a lot of the people say nowadays that our culture is different.
现在世代大家都非常的忙碌。
That we are very busy nowadays.
现在大家都变得很隐私。
And we are very private.
现在大家都要 为了缴房贷啊，大家都非常忙碌，要认真去赚钱呢。
And in order to pay for our mortgage for our house, we are very hardworking.
所以信仰就慢慢的退步。
And so our faith has gradually declined.
啊，这个大自然，这个自然界的环境啊，还有我们现在所处的环境。也会对我们下一代的信仰有很大的冲击。
And also the environment that we live in right now also has a great impact on the next generation.
因为现在的人已经把我们以前不被允许的现在变成可以的，甚至于合法化。
Because what was once not allowed has been allowed and also legalized.
把以前的人认为是羞耻的变成荣耀，把以前是荣耀的现在变成羞耻。
What once was considered shameful has become glorious, and what once was glorious has become shameful.
所以一定会对我们下一代的信仰造成很大的冲击。
And so this for sure will have a great impact on the faith of the next generation.
因此我们都说下一代的信仰很难维持。
And therefore we say that it is very difficult to maintain the faith of the next generation.
其实从这段圣经记载告诉我们是可以维持的。
But from the recording of this passage, it tells us that it is possible to maintain.
我们看我们从台湾还是从大陆从哪边移民到美国来，几十年时间嘛，最多是五十年。来美国超过五十年就不容易的。
So if we look at the immigrants either from China or from Taiwan, who has been in the U.S., very few of them are more than 50 years.
那我们看。这些人在埃及地已经聚集了四百年的时间了。
But yet these people, they have been living in the land of Egypt for 400 years.
我们才五十年呢。
We have been 50.
人家已经四百年了。
They have been 400.
但是他们仍然能够有两个保存纯正信仰，有两个是敬畏神的。
But then they were two that preserved their faith and they feared God.
那可能不止这两个，这两个可能是只是代表而已的。
And it was probably more than these two. These two were just representations.
所以这就告诉我们在乱世当中仍然可以持守信仰的。
So this tells us that in a world that's in chaos, it's possible to maintain our faith.
所以也是间接告诉我们，我们就没有什么理由说，因为现在道德水准低落了。所以我们现在自然就很难持守信仰。
And so it indirectly also teaches us that we cannot use this as an excuse of our environment being morality being low, that it's hard for the next generation to maintain their faith.
那这两位收生婆说是敬畏神。
So these two midwives feared God.
敬畏神是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
当然对非基督徒来说，敬畏神就是很害怕他们要面对将来的审判。
For non-Christians, to fear God means that they were afraid, and that they were afraid of the future judgment of God.
当然有的人不知就没事
But of course, for those people who do not know, then nothing would happen.
所以很多人不想听道理，就是谈到将来的审判他们就不以为然不想听。
And that's why a lot of the people do not like to hear sermons because they do not like to hear about the future judgment.
因为永远的审判那是带来与神永远的分离。
Because the eternal judgment means the eternal separation with God and entering into the eternal darkness.
但是对我们信徒来说就不一样了。
But to us believers, this is different.
我们敬畏神就是因为对神的崇敬。
To fear God, it's out of a heart of respect.
我们有一节圣经能来描写这个敬畏神的意思。
There is a verse that describes what it means to fear God.
请看希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章的二十八节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
所以我们既得了不能够震动的国，就当感恩照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
Verse 28, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear.
这里有几个字有几组的字是很特别，说感恩啊，喜悦啊，虔诚啊，敬畏啊，侍奉。
There are some terms here that we need to pay attention to. For example, grace, serve, acceptably, reverence and godly fear.
所以就可见我们对神这个敬拜神的，就我们这些信徒 说敬畏神连一点害怕的意思都没有。
So this tells us that for those of us who fear God, there is no sense of being afraid.
反而我们敬畏神是代表着我们充满着感恩呢。
To fear God means that we are filled with grace.
我们对神的道理很乐意的、很喜悦的去遵行。
We're filled with thanksgiving, and we joyfully accept God's laws and observe them.
而你很心甘情愿的过一个敬虔的生活。
And that we willingly live a God-fearing life.
我们很高兴的去侍奉神。
And we joyfully serve Him.
就一点害怕都没有。
There is no fear or afraid.
我们基督徒的敬畏神呢？
This is what it means to fear God for Christians.
说敬畏神的意思，就要从神来那种对神啊恩典的感激。
So to fear God stems from a heart of thanksgiving for the grace of God.
然后自然就要对我们生活上哈也产生一些影响。
And naturally, it has impact in our lives.
那我们就不畏强权啊，不害怕那个强权。
And we will not be afraid of powerful authorities.
啊，所以我们看两个收生婆，她都不怕埃及的法老王啊。
So we see that the two midwives, they were not afraid of the king of Egypt.
啊，那这两个收生婆啊，圣经有提到他们的名字。
The Bible mentioned the names of these two midwives.
啊，一个是施弗拉。
One was Shipra.
她姓施啊，不是姓施，这个是翻译的哈、啊，好像姓施是鹿港人，哎。
It's just a translation. Her family name is not Ship.
她是啊，她不是鹿港啊，不是她这个翻译说是姓施的。
It does not mean that her family name is She.
那第二位是普啊。
The second one is Pua.
说施弗拉意思是很美丽。
The name Shipra means beautiful.
那普啊的意思就很耀目、很亮眼、很让人能够引起注意的。
And the meaning for the name Pua means very attractive and very bright.
So, 这两位哈，这两位圣经刚提到说还是小姐，因为还没有结婚哈，是小这两位小姐哈，她们已经是很优秀的这个说生婆。
And so these two women, they were probably not married at the time, and they were very good midwives.
啊，因为很漂亮啊，又能够引起大家的注意。
Because they were very beautiful and attractive.
所以这两位啊，是可能很有名的哈，很有在当时很有名的说生婆。
And so these two perhaps were very famous midwives at the time.
所以才会找他们来哈，帮这些以色列。的百姓啊，接生的。
And so they were found to be the midwives for the Israelites.
啊，虽然他们可能外在漂亮啊，那是美丽的意思，说外在漂亮。
And even though they were very beautiful for their appearance, because it means beautiful.
但他们内心却是很谦卑，很顺服神。
But then in their hearts, they were very humble and also very submissive to God.
所以神就把他们名字也特别提出来。
And so God also specifically mentioned their names.
我们看当时法老王的名字叫什么名字，没有人知道。
We could not tell the name of Pharaoh at the time because no one knew.
所以圣经就没有提到法老到底叫什么名字。
The Bible did not mention the name of Pharaoh.
啊，神不纪念啊。
Because God did not remember him.
所以神只看人为他做些什么事情。
So God only looks at what men have done for him.
而不在乎他是谁。
And God did not care the status of the person.
他不在乎他的社会背景。
God does not care about this person's background.
他的社会的地位。
Or the status in society.
所以我们看，假如是藐视神的人啊，神也藐视他。
For someone who looks down on God, then God will also look down on the person.
所以藐视神的人，神看他也很渺小啊。
And those who look down on God, God sees the person as very small.
那因为太渺小了，自然就在神的面前就站立不住。
And because this person is very small in the presence of God, he cannot stand.
那尊重神的人，神就尊重他。
But those who respect God, then God will respect them.
虽然他在社会上可能是一位小小的人物。
So even though in society they may be very small,
但是他能够很坚定地站在神的面前。
But then they will be able to stand boldly in the presence of God.
比如说路德啊，是一位很弱小的女子啊。
For example, Ruth was a very weak and small woman.
但是她充满着 爱心。
But she was filled with love.
充满着一个怜悯的心肠。
And she was filled with mercy.
啊，她一直跟随着啊，一无依靠啊，一无所有的婆婆。
She kept on following her mother-in-law.
啊，她还要照顾她嘞。
She even had to take care of her mother-in-law.
所以虽然她在社会上的地位很小啊，很微不足道。
So even though that she was very lowly in society,
啊，可能是人所瞧不起的一位寡妇。
Perhaps no one respected her because she was a widow.
啊，但是呢，她蒙神纪念。
But then she was remembered by God.
所以神记得她的名字。
So God remembered her name.
我们也记得她的名字叫做路德。
We also remember her name, which was Ruth.
我们幼稚班的孩子也认得她，啊，叫做路德。
Our kindergarten kids know her as Ruth.
所以大家都知道她的名字。
Everyone knew her name.
因为她确实啊，在神面前啊是蒙纪念的一位女子。
Because she was worthy to be remembered in the presence of God.
所以她能够站立在神面前。
She was able to stand in front of God.
啊，甚至圣经还有一卷呢，以她的名字为书卷的名称。
And the Bible even had a whole book named after her.
是吧？一直传，一直传，传到一千代以后啊。的人还在读他的故事。
And it kept on being passed on of after thousands of generations, people still read her stories.
所以这两位的年轻人哈，实实在是不容易啊。
And so for these two young women, it was not easy.
啊，所以我们当我们年轻人哈，也是有一样的心智。
And it is our expectation and hope that the youth today also have the same kind of heart.
能够敬畏神。
To be able to fear God.
那神就会纪念他们。
And God will remember you.
那敬畏神的人啊，自然在生活当中就会表现出来。
For those who fear God, it is very natural for them to show in their daily life.
那我们看这两位说生婆啊。
For these two midwives.
我们再来看回来出埃及记。
We can turn back to the book of Exodus.
出埃及记，
Exodus
十五节
，Verse 15。
王对他们说了，是王啊，我们看是这个有权势的法老王，一国之尊的法老王对他们说。
The king of Egypt spoke to them, and he was the highest in the whole country. He spoke to them.
他说：“你们为希伯来妇人说声的时候啊，不是说。”你们为希伯来妇人还是埃及的妇人，不是吗？只是限定说你们为希伯来妇人说声的时候，你们要注意。
So he told them not pay attention when you do your duties of the midwife for the Hebrew woman, not the Egyptian woman, just the Hebrew woman.
啊，若是男孩杀了女孩，存留她的生命。
If it's a son, you shall kill him, but if it's a daughter, then she shall live.
那这是一个要灭绝以色列人的一个。邪恶的计划。
So this was an evil plan to destroy or eliminate the Israelites.
说这个时候，这两个说生婆，圣经说，因为经过神，就不照埃及王的吩咐行。
And the Bible tells us that the midwives, because they feared God, they did not follow what the king of Egypt told them to do.
那刚开始啊，大家想想。这两个说生婆哈，有没有经过内心的一番的挣扎
？So let us think about it. For these two midwives, do they struggle in their hearts?
要不要听啊？要不要听法老王的吩咐啊
？Should they listen to the command of the king of Egypt?
哦，这个是王的命令啊。
Because it was a command from the king.
啊，不听的话，可能会有杀身之祸。
And if they do not listen, then they might be killed themselves.
啊，所以要怎么办呢
？What should they do?
啊，圣经没有说他们有内心的挣扎，也没有说他们当时就去找律师商量，找父母亲商量啊，找一些长老商量都没有。
The Bible do not record that they had struggles in their heart, or that at the time they went to talk or discuss with their lawyers, parents, or elders.
而圣经是说，他们因为经过神就啊。就很自然地不照埃及法老王的吩咐。
What the Bible did say was that because they feared God, they did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, very naturally.
真的敬畏神的人，他内心就是有一把这个尺寸。
So for someone who truly fears God, there is a measure in his or her heart.
而且有一股很自然的力量，这不用别人来劝告来勉励。
There is a very natural power that does not require other people's encouragement.
他们就很自然的有一股力量、勇气来面对强权，面对这位法老王。
There will be naturally a kind of courage and a kind of strength to face powerful authorities. In this case, the king.
他敬畏神，那位神就是希伯来人的神。
And because they feared God, and this God was the God of the Hebrews.
所以他内心有一股不妥协的力量。
And so in their hearts, they had this power to not compromise.
说敬畏神的人，我们看约瑟当时他敬畏神，他都不敢冒犯他主人的妻子。
And so we can look at Joseph. He feared God, and so he did not care that he was offending the wife of his master.
他主人的妻子一直要引诱他。
His master's wife kept on trying to tempt him.
至少可以说说话嘛，对不对？
At least he could talk to her, right?
不睡没关系啊，就是大家说说话聊聊天呢、啊。
He didn't have to sleep with her, just talk to her.
约瑟连一点这种的意念都没有。
But Joseph did not even have that kind of thoughts.
他很自然从内心就回绝，一下子就回绝说 no.
Very naturally in his heart, he just said no.
我们现在很多人呢，就是给某个有点空间啊，没关系，反正喝喝咖啡啊，无所谓嘛。
A lot of us today, we leave room for Satan and we say to ourselves, it's okay, we're just going out for coffee.
去那边玩啊。
Or just to go somewhere.
我们又没有牵手。
We didn't hold hands.
好，以后呢，就牵手了的。
But then later on, you end up holding hands.
父母说，你们两个人都还没结婚，还没订婚，都还没有说以后要做什么，怎么就牵手啊。
And the parents might say, you haven't been engaged or haven't said anything, and then you already held hands.
没关系啊，才牵手而已嘛，只牵手了。
And we say, it's okay, it's just holding hands.
他要过马路，他要上上坡，他说啊，拜托你牵着我手好不好啊，拉我一把啦。
Because she might say, we're crossing the street or it's uphill, so just hold my hand, it's okay.
约瑟连一点哈，连一点的空间啊，都不让魔鬼占据。
What Joseph did was that he didn't even leave any room for Satan.
No, 就是 no.
He said no, and that meant no.
所以他内心有一股这个力量啊，让他说 no。
So there was a power in his heart that enabled him to say no.
这不需要挣扎，没有挣扎。
So there was no need for a struggle. There was no struggle.
敬畏神的人不会有挣扎，自然就说 no.
For those people who truly fear God, there would be no struggles because very naturally they say no.
我们看当时哈亚伯拉罕他敬畏神，神告诉他你要把你的独生的儿子哈来献上。
We can look at Abraham. At the time, he feared God, and God said, offer up your only son.
他内心也是没有挣扎。
And in his heart, he did not have any struggles.
所以一大早起来都很自然就准备哦，要准备柴，准备刀哦。
So early in the morning, he got up and he started getting preparations for the night.
儿子啊，以撒，起床。
And he woke up his son Isaac.
他不是说神啊，我儿子他不起床嘿。
He did not say, God, my son is still sleeping.
其实他叫得很小声，他故意叫得很小声，让儿子听不到，然后再告诉神说，神啊，我叫他不起床，没办法啊，不是我的错啊。
Well, in actuality, he might just be gently trying to wake up his son, and then the son wouldn't wake up, and then he turns to God and said, God, my son would not wake up, so there's nothing that I can do.
所以我们看敬畏神的人，他内心有股力量。
So we can see that for someone who fears God, there is a power in his or her heart.
能够遵行神的旨意。
And one can follow the command and will of God.
我们看但以理还有他的三位朋友也是一样。
We can look at Daniel and his three friends.
因为他们敬畏神。
Because they fear God.
所以在逼迫当中还能够站立得住。
And therefore they were able to stand amongst persecutions.
那很自然的，他们就不畏惧死亡了。
And very naturally, they were not afraid to die.
结果神就帮助他们。
And then God helped them.
所以圣经才说哈，你可以放弃生命啊，那神就保守你的生命啊。
And then so God says, like for someone who lays down his life, then God will actually preserve his life.
你只要是顾着生命不愿意这个放弃你的生命，不愿意放弃
But then if you keep your life, and you're unwilling to give up your life, or the idol,
那你就要失去信仰，你就要失去生命啊。
Then you will lose, your faith and also your life.
所以我们敬畏神的话，相信神因为这个福音就是神的大能啊。
So we believe in the gospel, we fear God because the gospel is the power of God. And so therefore we do not need to be afraid to preach the gospel. At 3 o'clock this afternoon, we are going to go out and pass out flyers.
所以要记住, 福音是神的大能。
So we need to remember that the gospel is the power of God.
福音是具有这个震撼力的。
And the gospel is shocking.
能够征服人心啊。
It will take people's hearts.
我们看那个芥菜种的比喻。
We can look at the parable of the mustard seed.
两面笑的比喻。
Or the parable of the east.
珍珠啊，这个珠宝的比喻。
And also the parable of the pearl.
我们看很多人就不惜代价，就为了要得到这个福音的好处啊。
We see that there are a lot of people who will not care how much it costs in order to gain the gospel.
所以福音本身有这个震撼力。
The gospel itself has the power to take over people's hearts.
那我们还怕什么?
So what are we afraid of?
所以我们主要是说谁在关这个福音的大门呢?
So if we say, who is shutting the door for the gospel?
不是政府啊。
It is not the government.
啊，不是政府的什么措施都不是。
It is not any policies given from the government.
而是我们内心的惧怕。
It is the fear inside our hearts.
因为福音是神的大能啊。
Because the gospel is the power of God. And so the apostles at the time, they bravely preached the gospel. And naturally, the power of God was revealed. And so we do not need to be afraid to preach the gospel today. The gospel is the power of God. What are we afraid of?
经过神的人就不怕自己吃亏。
For those who fear God, they are not afraid to be taken advantage of. The midwives, they were not afraid to not follow the command of the king. Perhaps they would lose their lives. But they were not afraid of this loss, and they were not afraid to be killed. And so God provided households for them. Let's read verse 21.
说生婆因为敬畏神，那神便叫他们成立家室。
And so it was because the midwives feared God that he provided households for them.
Provided就是供应，就是提供，也就是预备的意思，就供应。
To provide households for them meant that God gave them the households. God supplied them with households.
所以神就会预备啊。
So God provided.
所以经过神的人，那神就预备，像亚伯拉罕也是一样，他经过神，不存留他独生子的生命，结果神就预备一直羊羔来代替他儿子的生命。
For those that fear God, such as Abraham, he did not keep his son, and God provided for him a ram in place of his son's life.
所以我们假如能够遵守安息生日，那神就预备,
so if we're able to keep the Sabbath day, then God will provide.
不要怕自己吃亏，说我今天来教会，那我的生意的怎么办呢？
Do not be afraid or worry over our business if we come to keep the Sabbath.
那我来聚会，我家里的事情还没做完呢。
And do not be afraid that we need to come to service and we haven't finished our chores at home.
有些时候我们会比较说，我假如去聚会的话，我假如把这个时间给神，那我就会得到某一种的损失。
Sometimes we make the comparison and think that if we take the time to come to service, then we may suffer some kind of loss.
其实这种想法就对神还不够认识。
But in actuality, this kind of thinking was because of the lack of understanding of God.
请看创世纪的22章。
Let's turn to Genesis 22.
22章14节。
Genesis 22, verse 14.
创世纪22章14节。
Genesis 22, verse 14.
14节，亚伯拉罕给那个地方起名叫耶和华以勒，那么意思就是神必预备，直到今日人还说，在神的山上必有预备，在神的山上必有预备。In
the mount of the Lord it shall be provided.
所以就是在神的山上，我们能够交托给神，能够经过神，那自然会有预备。
If we are on the mountain of God and we're able to fear Him, then God will provide for us.
那就是以神第一的。
To put God first.
当然现在的人很注重休闲。
Nowadays, we emphasize on entertainment.
有一次我问一位姐妹说，你现在有没有上班呢？
Once I was talking with a sister, and I said, are you working right now?
她说没有啦。
And she said, no.
我说没有，那您住哪里？
So I said, you don't work, then where do you live?
她说她住在哪里哪里啊。
And she said, this is where I live.
我说，哎，那你前几天我们才在谁的家有家庭聚会，您怎么没有出现呢？
And then so I asked her, I said, oh, in that area, we just had a family service in that region not so long ago. How come you didn't come?
然后她说她离那个家走路大概几步而已的。
And she said that for the location of our family service, she actually just needed to walk a few steps.
但是她没有参加。
But then she did not attend.
那为什么没有参加？
Why?
因为晚上哈，晚上她出去。
Because she had to go out at night.
晚上就是休闲的时间啊。
But at night, it was the time for leisure.
哦，晚上是看电视的时间啊。
At night, it's the time to watch television.
啊，轻松的时间啊。
To relax. 哦，
当然对了。嗯。
That's not wrong.
啊，但是敬畏神的人。
But for those who fear God.
就不怕自己吃亏啊。
Will not be afraid to suffer loss.
那神会为他安排更好的。
God will provide something better.
他可能想象不到的。
Perhaps something out of the expectations.
亚伯拉罕神就预备一只羊羔。
For example, Abraham, God provided a ram.
啊，就把这羊羔了献祭。
And he sacrificed the ram.
啊，献祭当时还有 barbecue 啊，烤肉啊。
He offered it as a burnt offering.
所以他们还可以吃 barbecue 啊。
And so they even had a barbecue to eat.
哇，一举好几得啊。
It was many benefits.
儿子也没有失去。
He did not lose his son.
所以他本来有的还是有了。
So what he had, he still had.
他本来没有的，神再给他更多。
And what he did not have, God gave him more.
所以敬畏神的人是稳赚的一个生意，稳赚的。
So, to those who fear God, it is a business that you will always gain.
所以我们只要有家庭聚的话，就尽量参加。
So if there is a family service, let's try our best to attend.
大家团契其实也是一种收获。
We have fellowships with one another, and that is a benefiting itself.
让你的心灵啊觉得很充实。
And that we will feel fulfilled in our souls.
所以这两个双生婆，那神就要给他成立家室。
So these two midwives, God provided households for them.
神provide神提供的
God gave them or provided.
哦，他们也不用想说，哎呀，我要找谁啦，也不用烦恼。
They do not need to worry whom they should look for or worry about it.
我到底要跟谁结婚呢？
Whom they should marry.
谁才是我的待我的理想中的人？
Who would be the ones that would fit their ideal?
啊，都不用烦恼那些。
They do not need to worry anything about that.
神provided, 神就安排，神就预备。
God provided, so God arranged.
所以神真的是在他的圣山中有所预备。
For sure, in the mount of the Lord, God will provide.
那我们再来看这个敬畏神的人哈，他就会讨神的喜欢了，不讨埃及王的喜欢。
We can also see that those who fear God, they aim to please God and not the king of Egypt.
那敬畏神的人哈。很奇妙，他心中自然知道神喜欢的事情是什么。
For those who fear God, it is very miraculous that naturally in their heart they know what pleases God.
因为他平常就知道啊。
Because they have always known.
因为他平常就敬畏神。
Because they have feared God.
他很自然就会去注意神的事情。
And so very naturally they pay attention to the matters pertaining to God.
啊，假如他很敬畏神的话。
If they truly fear God.
那他自然就会很注意的听道理啊。
Then naturally they will pay attention during sermons.
那假如敬畏神的话。
If they fear God.
他会听哈，就平常就会在宣布事情，他会很注意听。
Then they will pay attention to the announcements made by the church.
然后有人说啊，反正这个教会宣布什么对我也。什么宣布什么神学院招生啊？我也不去报考神学院呢。
So some people may feel that the church just makes announcement about the theological seminar, trying to have students, but we're not going to do that anyway.
啊，宣布什么？聚会我也不去参加。
Or that the church just announces about service times and locations, which we're not going anyway.
他对什么都没兴趣，所以当然他不会注意听啊。
So because of the lack of interest, there is no attention being paid.
因为他没有敬畏神啊。
Because they don't fear God.
要敬畏神的话，就知道说，哎，什么事情，什么事情啊，教会有什么事情需要我们配合的。
For those of us who fear God, then we'll pay attention to the announcements made by the church and what we can do to help.
好像以前的。甘乃迪总统啊，他说一句话了。
For example, President Kennedy once said.
他不要问说国家能够为我做什么。
He said, don't ask what the country can do for you.
而是要问说我能够为国家做什么。
But ask what you can do for the country.
我们今天也是一样啊。
So it is the same for us today.
经过神的才问说我能够为教会做什么。
For us who fear God, we can ask, what can we do for the church? So when the church makes an announcement, it is very natural to pay attention. We won't feel that this has nothing to do with us. The Lord Jesus also pleased God. And Paul also made it his aim to please God. Let's turn to Ephesians.
第五章
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章第十节
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 10.
第五章第十节
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 10.
啊，大家一起念啊。
Let's read it all together.
啊，一起念。
Read it together.
总要查验为何主所喜悦的事。
To the Lord.
我们要查验什么是主所喜悦的。
We need to find out what pleases God, what's acceptable to Him.
所以主的书哈，使徒们也在宣告哈，做神所喜悦的事情。
So the apostles, they were also proclaiming what God was pleased with.
所以我们只要是敬畏神的话，我们就很会注意听这个宣布宣告。
And if we fear God, then we will all pay attention to this proclamation.
我们要知道什么是神所喜悦的事。
Then we will know what pleases God.
那圣经就要这样子宣告了。
The Bible tells us
说孝敬父母啊，是神所喜悦的事。
That it pleases God to honor our parents.
啊，说我们这些当子女的，我们还有父母亲健在的，就要孝敬父母啊。
So for us who are children, if our parents are still in this world, then we can honor them.
所以聚完会以后，晚上就赶快打个电话啊，问候自己的父母亲。
So after we're done with service tonight, we can give our parents a call to see how they're doing.
因为这就是神所喜悦的。
Because it is acceptable to the Lord.
行善事也是神所喜悦的。
Doing good is also something that pleases God.
帮助别人，帮助教会也是神所喜悦的。
To help another person and to help the church, it is also pleasing to God.
有信心也是神所喜悦的。
To have faith that also pleases God.
懂得颂赞感恩也是神所喜悦的。
To understand to give thanks, that is also pleasing to God.
所以我们就要查验什么是神所喜悦的事情呢
？So we need to find out what is pleasing to God.
我现在已经宣布过一次了。
So I have just announced it to you.
再宣布一次。
I can say it one more time.
第一个是什么
？What is the first one？
记得吗
？Do you remember？ Are you listening？
刚刚睡着没关系啊，现在醒来了。
It's okay if you fell asleep, but wake up now. What is the first one?
孝敬父母。
To honor the parents.
所以我们告诉子女啊，孝敬父母是神所喜悦的。
So we can tell our children that to honor the parents, it is something pleasing to God.
那最后一个啊，中间忘记没关系啊，这个最后一个啊。
And if you forget the middle ones, that's okay. What is the last one?
颂赞感恩。
To give thanks.
而且不要抱怨哦。
And praise. Do not complain.
我们天天要颂赞感恩呢。
We are talking about praises and thanksgiving.
所以问问看，我们对配偶有没有感恩的心呢
？So let us ask ourselves if we're thankful to our spouse.
对父母亲有没有感恩的心呢
？Are we thankful to our parents?
对朋友、做同事有没有感恩的心
？Are we thankful to our friends and colleagues?
你感恩是神所喜悦的事情。
Because to be thankful is something that pleases God.
对教会弟兄姐妹是不是有感恩呢
？Are we thankful to our brothers and sisters?
对人都不感恩的。对神是看不见，怎么去感恩呢
？If we're unable to give thanks to the people that we see, then how can we give thanks to the God that we do not see？
说以上所宣布的都是善事。
So all the things that we have proclaimed to you were all good things。
所以行善也是神所喜悦的。
So doing good is something that pleases God。
那在敬畏神的人呢，会有智慧。
For those who fear God, they will have wisdom。
好，我们再看回来出埃及记第一章。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 1。
第一章十八节。
Exodus chapter 1 verse 18.
因为两个收生婆啊，不照法老王的吩咐行啊。
So the two midwives, they did not follow the command of Pharaoh.
十八节，法老王就听到了报告啊，听了报告很生气啊，就招了收生婆来说啊。
Verse 18, the king of Egypt heard them. He was angry, so he called for the midwives and said to them,
你们为什么做这个事情呢
Why have you done this thing?
除了你们男孩的性命没有杀了呢
And save the male children alive, did not kill them.
要是我们是收生婆的话，我看到错了单，他就皮皮错啊，就一直发抖。
So I think if we were these two midwives, we might be trembling, being fear.
不知道怎么回答。
We may not know how to answer the king.
可是这两个收生婆十九节。
But these two midwives in verse 19.
说真婆对法老说啊，因为希伯的妇人啊与埃及妇人不同啊，希伯的妇人本是健壮的，说真婆还没来到啊，他们已经生产了，我也没办法。
The midwife said to Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are lively, give birth before we came to them, so we couldn't do anything about it.
所以他们有智慧，而且很大胆。
So they were filled with wisdom, they were also very courageous.
有智慧，因为他们知道怎么回答，怎么说。
They had wisdom, they knew how to answer the king.
很大胆是因为他还敢将这个法老王一军呢。
And they were very courageous because they actually were able to give the king of Pharaoh like a checkmate.
因为他还拿这个埃及的妇人啊，来跟希伯来的妇人做比较。
Because they even compared the Egyptian woman with the Hebrew woman.
结果啊，他不是把埃及的妇人提高啊，他相反的把埃及的妇人贬低了。
And they actually did not elevate the Egyptian woman. Instead, they lowered the Egyptian woman.
他说我们希伯来妇人呢比较健壮。
What they're trying to say is that the Hebrew women were healthier and more lively.
啊，你假如是法老王的话，你听了会不会生气呀？
If you were the king of Egypt, would you be angry hearing that?
你不但没有按照我的吩咐去行。
Not only did you not follow my command,
你要批评我们国家的妇人,
but you instead criticized the woman in our country.
这个罪加一等。
That is another crime upon your crime.
因为啊，他们讨神的喜欢。
But it was because they aimed to please God.
因为他们敬畏神。
Because they feared God.
说神就负责啊。
So God was responsible for them.
神就把这个法老王他那个愤怒的心啊，报复的心的压下去。
And so God took away this heart of anger and the heart of revenge in Pharaoh's heart.
所以二十节。
And then verse 20.
二十节。
Verse 20.
那敬畏神啊，神后这后代说生婆，以色列人就多起来，极其强盛。那神就叫他们成立家室。
God dwelt well with the midwives. The people multiplied, grew very mighty, and also verse 21. So it was, God provided households for the midwives.
所以敬畏神的人呢，其实他就会远离恶事，就不会杀人。
For those who fear God, they will depart from evil and they will not kill other people.
所以我们现在也是要学习敬畏神。
So we need to learn how to fear God.
把它融入我们的生活当中。
We need to put this in our daily life.
因为敬畏神啊，必须要操练啊，必须要练习啊。
Because we need to learn or to practice how to fear God.
啊，敬畏神不是一出生啊就会的。
We do not know how to fear God as soon as we're born.
人一出生哪里会敬畏神
？As soon as we're born, we do not know how to fear God.
假如一出生就敬畏神的话，那没有小偷啊，没有强盗啊。
If we know how to fear God as soon as we're born, then there would be no robbers or thieves.
那大家家里就不需要装 alarm system 嘛。
And then we no longer need to have alarm systems in our house.
就是因为人一出生不是敬畏神的本性。
But because as soon as we're born, we do not have the nature to fear God.
所以《申命记》里头一直提到哈，说我们要学习啊敬畏神。
And that is why in the book of Deuteronomy, it kept on emphasizing that we need to learn to fear God.
我们要过一个成圣的生活。
We need to live a life of holiness.
啊，过一个讨主喜欢的生活。
And we need to live a life that pleases God.
啊，过一个侍奉神的生活。
To live a life that serves Him.
啊，过一个颂赞感恩的生活。
And also to live a life that's filled with praise and thanks.
啊，这些都是从日常生活当中啊，男班们训练。
And all these things were trained in our daily lives.
啊，有些时候我们会。失败啊。
Sometimes we fail.
不过没关系，失败了再重新来呀。
But that is okay. Once we fail, we start over.
我们要一直学到会为止。
We need to learn until we succeed.
啊，我也分享我有一次的失败呀。
So I also shared with you one of my failures.
啊，才上个礼拜六的事情呢。
Just last Saturday.
原来上个礼拜五啊，我到圣地亚哥去协助圣工啊。
Last Friday, I went to San Diego to help out with their holy work.
因为六点就到啊。
And
下午六点就到。
I arrived at 6 p.m.
那晚上的查经聚会是七点半开始。
And the Bible study at night started at 7:30.
所以我吃了晚餐啊，自己带便当吃了晚餐以后，就到教会隔壁的商场去，那边有一个书局啊，就是在卖这个音乐书局的那边去买两本书。
And then, so I went to the store right next to the location of service because there was a store there that was selling music and books.
就是那个 吹笛子哈，因为我们现在要练，起这团契要练习吹笛子，所以买两本书的。
Recorder. Okay. Because for the Joy Fellowship, right now we are learning how to play the recorders, and so I went to the store to try to buy the recorder books.
那我们那个吹笛子是八个洞的哈，是，哎，八个洞。
And the recorders that we were playing has 8 holes.
我看看啊，八个洞的。
There were 8 of them.
啊。我就看看 recorder 就买两本书啊，反正他说 recorder 我就买的。
And then so I saw that the books were set recorders on them, so I bought the books.
啊，结果回家以后啊，聚完会哈、啊，聚完会回家我就稍微看一下子。
And after service was finished, I went home and I looked at the books.
结果发现哎，怎么一个八个洞，一个六个洞的。
And then I realized the books, one of them had 8 holes, but the other one only had 6.
他觉得奇怪，怎么对都对不起来了、啊？这个哎，这怎么？对不起来了哈，才发现哎呀，原来它是六个洞的书了。
I tried to follow what the book was saying, but then I couldn't do it right. And then I realized, oh, the book only had the 6-hole recorder.
隔天呢去换。
So I decided that I will exchange it the next day.
那我住在幸福家，所以我早上很早就啊，大概10:05的时候就到教会。
And because I was staying with a church member, so I got to church at 10:05 in the morning.
那祷告会是10:30开始的。
And the prayer session did not start until 10:30.
所以我就想说，那时间还没到，我就先去这个。其实我在底边说，我到底要先去教会，还是先去换书啊？
And so I thought to myself, I still had some time, maybe I could go to the store to exchange. And actually, I had this debate in my heart, should I go to church first or to the store first?
结果我就决定说，好，那先去换书好了，把这个心头的事啊就解决掉了。
And then I decided that I would go to exchange the book first to solve this thing in my heart.
我到了这边10:10了哈。
And then when I got there, it was 10 after 10.
我想说10:10店应该开的，你看10还不开，你做什么生意的？
And then so I thought to myself that it's 10 after 10, so for sure the store would open already. If you don't open at 10, then what kind of business is this?
结果哎还没开的。
But then it was not open.
那我就很责备自己，哎呀，我要输了，应该哈先去教会祷告，虽然是10:30的，没关系啊，先去祷告哈，还书聚完会再说嘛。
And then so I said to myself, oh, that was a failure because I could have just went to church, even though prayer session doesn't start till 10:30, but I could have just prayed and then after service go exchange the books.
啊，所以啊，我做就失败的。
So that was one of my failures.
有时候成功就是失败的。
Sometimes to be successful is to fail.
啊，所以大家以后就不要再重复我的错误。
So don't follow my example.
聚会以前呢，就不要去 shopping 啊，不要做什么，就专心来聚会。
Don't go shopping before church service. Just come to service with your whole heart.
你买了衣服，买了什么装的不合适，要退的话，也不要聚会前去退啊。聚会以后慢慢去退嘛，不要急呀。
If there are some clothes that you have bought that you need to exchange, don't do it before church. Just do it after service.
因为你急的话会生气啊，也很危险。你开车很危险呢。
Because if you're in a rush, then you might drive not as carefully and it's dangerous.
而且能够把这个时间呢拨出来啊，专门给神用。
And it's good to set aside this time just for God.
所以我把这个错误的示范啊，失败的示范，哎，跟大家一起分享。
And so I also share with you my failure example to share with you.
所以我学到了以后，下不为例的。
So I learned that I would not do that again.
所以希望大家不要重复我的错误啊。
So I hope that you don't make the same mistakes that I do.
所以我们要把这个敬畏神的事情啊，就融入生活当中来。
We can make fearing God part of our lives.
啊，虽然是一个小事情。
Even though it's something small.
但是这个也是我们灵性，也是我们的生活态度的问题。
But it is also an issue with the attitude of our life.
所以我们随时啊都要警醒。
So we need to be watchful at all times.
我们再唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
476首。
476.